12. I mean, this would be a huge deal, but it's 5. Is it as simple as it's just CMC?
It's a big part of it. I'm reading quotes from George Kittle, and he's saying that, look, our whole game plan went through Christian McCaffrey. So it's a big piece of the puzzle we're missing. We miss Christian. No disrespect to Jordan Mason. They miss Christian so damn bad. Oh, CMC and Achilles. We don't even know if he's playing this year.
Or ever at the level he was at. Oh, God. Like, that's a whole nother conversation. Like, we'll find out with Dre Greenlaw what he looks like when he comes back.
You look good knocking Trey McBride into the Gatorade bucket.
I mean, that was fine. He can be my sideline hype man for the rest of his life.
Let's go to Emmanuel Acho, who said this about the 49ers, Shasky.
F that. You give up 216 yards, don't come out the gate and test a run defense. Yeah. If our run defense sucks and you throw the ball, praise God. It was tricky. It wasn't even like it was the very first play of the game. You had Debo in like maybe like an orbit motion. Mm-hmm. You had Juszczyk who like pre-snap motion. Bro, just come out there with a fullback and let's run lead real quick. And let's just see what's popping. Let's see if these linebackers feel like tackling. Let's see if these D linemen feel like filling gaps. Let's just come out the gate real quick. Let's run a quick power. Let's run a quick lead and let's see what they're talking about. I'm like, bruh.
Emmanuel Acho, of course, Fox Sports was saying the 49ers are just getting a little too cute.
Meaning they're passing too much?
Just too cute. Yeah, he's basically saying just run right at them. No reverses, no jet sweeps. Run right at them.
So it's interesting. We've had like 4 or 5 various callers reference this. Is this Shanahan trying to shut up critics? Like, this is what people are suggesting. I'm not suggesting it. People are suggesting it. Is this Shanahan trying to shut up the critics who are saying that his drop back passing game stinks?
I don't think Shanahan gives a damn about the critics.
Yeah, I
don't think he cares. Shanahan does what Shanahan wants.
So then why are they throwing so much?
Maybe he feels like they need to a little bit. Now, they have been running the ball a little bit, but, you know.
Is it to justify the cost of the weapons that they have?
You got Ayuk, you got Jennings, and right now you have Brock Purdy, who's capable of passing a little bit more. But that it's the game flow, too. Sometimes you feel the game flow. And, yeah, like in this, like the Super Bowl, right? What did they pass the ball 7 straight times without running? But I felt like the run game wasn't working at times in the Super Bowl. It didn't work till late. Remember that?
Well, I mean,
so the game flow kind of dictates things. Was it a penalty? Was it a holding call? Was it a false start? Where was your down to distance? Is it second and long? Is it third and long? Because that's who did we have on? They said the Niners are so good on first and second down that the down to distance on third down makes it so advantageous for them that they convert all the time. These guys are facing like the first 3 third downs, like 3rd and 10, 3rd and 7. So they're behind the stick, Shasky. So maybe they have to pass a little bit more.
Well, I'm looking at the first quarter right here. Purdy pass, incomplete. Yep. Purdy pass, scramble. You know, Jennings injured on the play. He ran out of bounds. Purdy pass, incomplete. That was 3rd and 8. Punt.
Yeah.
And then the next drive, they get the big play to Ayuk. They pass right away. That's 4 straight passes. A 5th pass to Debo Samuel on the little swing, kind of like screen where it looks like Ayuk is blocking a little prematurely.
Yep.
And then finally, it's their 6th play. It's 1st and 6, or 1st and goal from the 6. It's a Jordan Mason predictable run.
Yep.
So then
that was
they pass
the fourth play, of that drive.
Yeah, then they pass again, then they pass again, and then they end up kicking the field goal.
And you've got to remember that's part of the script, right? He scripted his what? First, what was it? 18 plays, 23 plays, whatever the hell they said the script is.
Well, they started getting going a little, I guess, once they, you know, ran the ball, but I don't know. I don't know.
Your boy Bill Walsh always said, man, the pass sets up the run. You pass it a little early, they're loosening that defense up, and then you get the running late in the game. So that's always been kind of a staple. I don't know. Maybe it's the game floor or whatnot. But the fact is, they blew a double-digit lead again in the fourth quarter. They blew a double-digit lead in the second half. You're up 21-7 against the LA Rams. You have no business walking off that field with the big fat L on your helmet. You had no business walking off that field last week at Levi's Stadium, even when Arizona kicked the field goal. Look at Brock Purdy after that first down completion. They get up to the line of scrimmage, and they're rushing. And there's no motions. There's no Brock Purdy checking the line of scrimmage. He's just clapping for the ball, and he hikes it. You don't even read the defense. You don't even see that the blitz is coming. So,
all right, 5 games in. 5 games in. Let's play the game.
Do you want to play it, or do you want to save it for tomorrow? Final we could play it right. We could play it right now. We could play it right now. Play it right now.
Five games in. Fill in the blank. Finish the sentence, if you will. The 2024 Niners identity is
incomplete. You like that, huh?
That's like the weakest answer you can give me, Humpty Dumpty.
It's incomplete. It's incomplete. It's five games in.
Okay. Through five games, the 49ers' identity is?
Through five games in, the 49ers' identity is? Miscast. They don't have the personnel. Yes, I will elaborate. They don't have the personnel that matches their schemes. Defensively, offensively, their personnel is a little bit different than it was a season ago. And so it's miscast. Like Devondre Campbell, he's not a 4-3 linebacker in this scheme. Is Leonard Floyd a 4-3 Y-9 defensive end? Is Tig Brown a too high safety? Or is he a box safety?
Box.
Hufanga, is he a box safety or too high safety? Why you laugh?
Because I always mispronounce it.
No, Hufanga, you can't help
yourself.
And
then you look at Spadoni, and I'm like, I'm going to have 700 Talanoa Hufangas in there, but I say Hufanga.
You know, so 925 says soft, but that's miscast. Why? I don't think we have the players that match the defensive personnel.
All right, Spadoni. Through five games, the 2024 49ers identity is?
Stale.
Care to elaborate?
There's no edginess to this team right now. You have to have an edge if you want to win a Super Bowl. Where's the edge coming from with this team? It's not coming from Nick Bosa. It's not coming from George Kittle. It's not coming from your head coach. I don't even know if it's coming from your quarterback right now. There's no edge to this team right now.
Interesting. Sam Lubman, because I'm ready to play this game too. Line them up. 888-957-9570. I want to hear from everyone. Five games in. Through five games of this year, the 2024 49ers identity is?
A miss. There's just something that's been, it goes back to the start of training camp. Something has been off about this team. We've been saying it since day one. There is something not quite right about the vibe of this team. This does not look like the same team we saw last year. The day-to-day operations of it for some reason seem different. It's just, it's hard to put my finger on it. I think even this game, you kind of started to see it. Brock throwing as much as he was out the gate kind of surprised me. I feel like they're doing something different that they can't quite figure out down there in Santa Clara. So, yeah, something is amiss down there with the Niners at Levi's.
That's actually the perfect word, amiss. I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
Well, why don't you ask me, and then I will, I'll give you mine. Mine's not a word. Mine's a phrase.
Well, no. See, that's not.
What do you mean?
No. It has to be
this is such a Shasky game.
What do you mean?
Everyone has to play one set of rules.
Right.
But.
I mean, come
Did
on.
Did I say one word? I said,
I mean, it's word association.
Finish the sentence.
You said a word association.
Yeah, word association is generally a word. I say this, you say that. Yeah.
If it was words, is plural association.
Yeah,
maybe.
I would have added something. Amiss is a good word. Really good word. I'm actually jealous I didn't use that word.
I can get a thesaurus if you'd like one.
Are you ready for my answer?
Yes, we're ready for your answer.
Someone set me up.
Set a bus, Tony.
Hey, Joe Shasky.
Yeah, it's love it.
Five games into this season, the 49ers identity is
occasionally physical, often slow, doesn't finish.
This is a haiku or something.
Sounds like me last night.
Jordan Mason's physical. I think that Fred Warner played physical at times, but this team's not physical enough like they used to be. And I think that it goes back to the speed thing, and they don't finish.
Are you saying you need to eat some of those gummy bears that I used to endorse?
They barely finished the Patriots game. They couldn't finish in the Viking game. They couldn't finish in the Rams game. They couldn't finish in the Cardinal game.
We got to get my guy some Prime Medical, man.
Prime Medical.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what those things are.
Oh, you know what they are.
You know what I love how he sips the coffee vigorously.
Shout out to all
Human Kermit the Frog right there.
Awesome. There ain't nothing you can do about it.
By the way, people ask where the Doobie Awards are. our boy bit the Wildcat.
Who's asking that?
Somebody on the text line did. Comcast Business Text Line. They asked us, hey, where's the Doobie Awards going to be at? We're trying to make it happen at Centerfolds or something, so we'll see about that.
No, we're not doing it at Centerfolds, all right? No. My mom heard that the other day, and she's like, that is, Joe, come on.
No, what's your mom saying? What did Noreen say? Really?
Yeah, she said that is absurd.
All optimism, baby.
She said it was absurd?
Yes.
Why?
She said it was a really bad look for us. And I agree with her.
Why is it a bad look?
We can't do that. We're a family show.
We are a family show.
We talk high school football for crying out loud. I mean, come on.
And we also talk about that white stuff. And we're not talking bacon powder. And Scarface. And Sopranos.
Scarface on Netflix right now. I watched it over the weekend.
So good.
So good.
It still hits.
And some people say the word is spoiled. Spoiled in all senses of the word.
I like that.
Somebody said they want to help you out, Shasky. Say non-physical.
No, I like my phrasing. See, whenever the game is, you guys have not figured it out, but if we do top fives, I always throw in an OLI, an outside looking in, because I have to make it six or seven.
You know what's
funny? If it's one word, it has to be a phrase.
You know, you should get on me about this a lot. When I would ask a question, I'd throw you in the details and the opinion, and it was like art. And I stopped doing it because you got in my head and said, you always do this. You got to show off. I did not look at you. You become me.
No, actually,
I become you.
I just don't play by the rules. Never liked authority. Just like you. You don't like to hit the brakes.
That's the three. That's Cutter, Richie Rich, and Livermore. Oh,
what's
boy.
Up, Richie Rich?
Oh, my girl's on the line. Oh, Richie
my
Rich.
Girl's on the line.
Richie Rich, what's happening? Oh.
What's up, guys? See, you a fool with that Scarface analogy. You got me dying over here.
Hey. Yeah, here you can talk about we a family show. Yeah, LJ was off that Book of Sugar a few weeks ago because he was so picked up. Oh, he's talking about a family show.
Hey, the best scene.
Oh, my God.
The best scene in all of Scarface. There's so many great ones, but the best scene. What's we know about cocaine? Spiegelman! And he fires the apron at the guy. He's like, I'm done working at this place. It's so good. God, I love Manolo.
Oh, man.
Now we come to the
party. Hey, Richie Rich, hold on. Listen to this one. 650 Comcast Business Text Line. Shasky doesn't like authority until his mama says you can't have the awards at the strip club. Now you fall in line?
Every good man understands there's greater women in their life that they have to listen to.
Yeah, listen. It's all good.
We're going to get it cracking, Shasky. At the strip club. Man, don't you know they got
Doobie Awards at the strip club. We're making that happen. I'm speaking into existence. Just call me Lamar Ball. Let's go, Richie Rich.
Lamar Ball.
All right, fellas. So, hey, I'm looking at it like an up and down season, right? Check this out, right? My comparison is this. Like the Warriors, right? Once the teams started catching on, they started throwing the kitchen fence, and the Warriors would go up 15 points, and then here we go in the fourth quarter. We're down three with a minute and a half left, and now we're struggling, right? So this is it. It's like baseball, right? If a pitcher, you see that pitcher by your third time at bat, chances are you're going to hit him, right? You're catching on to what's going on. And what's going on with this is the defense is saying, all right, they don't have their dual threat CMC. So you don't got to worry about that sneakiness out the backfield. He catches it in the flat, and he's gone. We're going to plan to, okay, Debo, make a route because you can't run routes. All you really got is Ayuk. You seen it in the Super Bowl last year. They shut us down, right? So now defense are planning way easier, and they're giving the Niners the best shot.
Yep.
And let's be real. Shanahan ain't putting his damn foot on their neck and closing the door. And we're getting these nice leads, and we're going up two touchdowns. And then here we go. Here, a missed field goal. Bam. They come down the field and score in seven quick plays. And now the Niners are struggling, and they can't do it. You ain't got Bosa to get that sack and close it out. And I'm sorry, but these next 3 weeks, I don't want to panic, but the two teams that we should have beat, we did not beat. And now we got three teams that if they come out on their best day, they're going to kick our ass, right? So the season, in my eyes, really going to boil down to these next three games, man. Like, I think it's right here. We got to give it our all, and we got to close. We got to figure it out, B. You know what I'm saying?
Operation 4-4. Operation 4-4 going into the bye week. Y'all ain't laughing now, are you, at that? Operation 4-4, bye week.
3-5 sounds good.
No, it sounds terrible.
What are you talking about?
Operation 4-4. You got two home games and a short trip to Seattle.
I mean, you just heard Baldy say that Fred Warner looked like he was compromised at the end of that game.
Oh, I got to read this joke. This is pretty funny. You did it to yourself. And two texts came in about it. Comcast missed the text line.
Well, I'm here crying, we go. Dude. Where are we Moving on.
I'm crying. Joe doesn't like authority, but him and the 311 dispatchers are on first name basis.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's pretty called good. Me understanding how to work the system. Totally different than authority.
My stomach hurts.
311 is not authority.
Yeah, stomach
it's
hurts.
A service. It's totally different. Totally different. Authority would be like me, like, you know, bowing down to my supervisor or something. District supervisor. Who I despise. Because of the RV situation.
I'm not going to read the next text. David in Denver, word association. What is the 49ers identity? damn.
That's the identity right there.
That is it. All right. Flooring water plug straight. I'm crying, dude. I don't know if I'm gonna make it to
Did
show.
We want Seattle to lose that game to the Giants?
No, I needed them to win.
I know. I feel
not
like
desperate.
That's,
when they lost,
that's not
no,
good.
My head quit.
Aren't
too.
The 49ers desperate too? Like, isn't Seattle like, man, no, I really needed the no. Niners to win that game?
This is when I start freaking out about Seattle. Isaiah Simmons blocks a punt or the field goal. And they pinned DK Metcalf. What did he have, like two catchers
yeah,
or three
he
catchers?
Looked pissed.
And he looked pissed. I go, dear God, they're going to try to feed him early and often against the 49ers.
I love that guy.
Oh.
One of my favorite players.
I was like, that's the worst thing that could happen. They lost.
God. Did you see him standing next to Calvin Johnson?
Oh, he looked small.
I couldn't believe it.
He looked small. Metcalf was huge. All right. We know this person is.